Doshae DJ Joy really lived up to his name. He posted a video of himself on Facebook, and in it, Joy's giving a speech about some of the pain he experienced as a child in and out of foster homes in Milwaukee, and how he ultimately rose above the darkness.
The one thing you can never take away from me is the joy that I bring to so many people. I have been told by a friend that my smile brings bright light into a very dark room.
Joy's best friend, Teodolo De La Garza, says that was absolutely true.
Our friendship was like the bomb.
The two met at Springfield College in Milwaukee. As counselors, De La Garza says he and Joy challenged each other to be the best versions of themselves.
And he's like, I just want to help you grow in this area. It was always that. And I would say, like, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, I'm probably not going to like what you're going to say. And if I get mad and I say something back, just know that it's because I'm not accepting what you're saying. But give me a few days and I'll come back and I'll tell you you're right.
Joy loved gospel music and was deeply religious. Recently, he was improving his health by going to the gym. He had a ton of friends and a relationship with his birth mother. De La Garza says Joy was unapologetically himself as a gay man.
And because he was able to just always be himself, I'm like, I don't know how he does it, but I want to do that too.
But advocacy and volunteer work were Joy's life. He taught people their rights, accompanied minors to court, and worked as a substance abuse counselor. Joy pushed to establish a group home for LGBTQ youth in Milwaukee.
He was bold.
Yeah.
That brother was awesome. Like, going the extra mile for people. And some people may have thought that he was doing too much, but in reality, he was just kind-hearted. It was always for the benefit of the community. It was always for the support of clients.
And he was always the first to raise his hand and to have a story about the reason why this was really important and why we had to make some changes. So he was an advocate in the best possible way.
Wendy Henderson is the Division of Safety and Permanence Administrator with the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families. She worked with Joy on and off for about 10 years. He would speak on panels for the state and talk with judges or social workers about what it was like to be in out-of-home care.
There's nothing more powerful at a legislative hearing than hearing a young person talk about their own experience, and you take something that's the most traumatic experience of your life and then use that to try to make change in the system. That's a really hard tightrope to walk, and he did that well, and he held other people's hand while they did it.
Joy died of complications from COVID-19 in mid-May after spending about 2 weeks in the hospital.
It's just a tremendous loss, honestly, because I think he could have been a great addition to wherever he decided to put his energy.
Hi, coming to you live from Washington, D.C. to all my friends and family.
Joy took a trip to Washington, D.C. last year with a group of foster youth. While there, he developed a friendship with Congresswoman Gwen Moore of Milwaukee. They even spent holidays together. After Joy passed, she introduced legislation named in his honor that would allow former foster youth to stay on Medicaid until age 26.
That's his legacy. He wanted to change the laws.
De La Garza says Joy also wanted to pursue his master's degree and eventually open a group home to help youth overcome trauma. De La Garza deeply misses his best friend, and he still texts him. He'll send him updates about his job as an AODA therapist at the Milwaukee LGBT Center.
Let's see. Oh, it was on July 6th. I said, miss you, bro. I'm submitting my background check to the board to become credentialed nationally, like we always talked about. Miss you, bro. Wish me luck.
De La Garza now finds himself asking, what would Doshae do?
I'm still living in what he taught me, you know? Just this time it's by myself now, you know?
Doshae DJ Joy is just one of the 1,000 Wisconsinites who has died from COVID-19 this year. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.